The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, this is Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have another exciting teaching. We're teaching on the day of His power. Praise God. Remember in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." Now, that power that he's talking about is miracle-working power, supernatural power. You see, something had seeded the church. Now, this is something that has happened in a very seductive way, but something has seeded the church with theological religious concepts. And because of that, now you haven't seen the power of God. People are having preaching contests. Who can out-preach who? And let me preach for you. Well, what's happening with the world? You see, the church is here to transform the world. We're here to evangelize the world. See, God wants to confirm the word preached with signs and wonders following. That's what he wants to do. Only the gospel of the kingdom preached as a witness can be the means of evangelizing this world. And this is our responsibility. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go into it. It's called the Day of His Power. One of the things that the enemy tries to do is keep you in your natural ability, keep you in this molecular world, one man calls it, and letting the molecular world determine your future, letting your natural man determine your future. But you know, you're not a natural man having a spiritual experience or mankind. You're a spiritual person having a natural experience. So don't get those mixed up. So with that, now you can move from this place of matter or this place of the natural into the place of the spirit. And you move through these things. But the spirit dominates the natural. And you and I have to go back to that realm because God never changed his mission for mankind. He said, "Let us make man after our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon this earth." And then it said, "And God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it." Now, this mandate for mankind never changed. Remember what God said. He said, "My word shall not," he said, "so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me," what? Void, see? "But it shall accomplish that which I please." So this is going to be accomplished, that we are going to subdue this earth. That before Jesus comes back, the church is going to be in control. Got it? So now all of this is waking up inside of the church. It's got to be preached first because the church is God's government expressed in the earth. And it's got to be preached because we thought the church was a building that you came into. That's got nothing to do with the church. It's just a place you have the service. And we call it a sanctuary. But the thing of it is you are the church. And then God is going to use you to overcome the world. Are you following what I'm saying? So, and the world, of course, has had the people in the world in captivity. Now, so he's been resisting the saints and, of course, trying to rob the saints and preventing the saints and so forth. So, in essence, it's been a slavery going on. So now what is happening is God's going to free his people. And he said in verse 20, I'll stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. Now, this is kind of where we want to go into this last day, because we need to know that Satan respects power. Satan respects power. The tendency is that, you know, we've been having a bunch of preaching contests and who can preach the best. But it didn't say that. It said, can I just show you this right quick? Hold something right there and turn to Psalm chapter 66. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord God, unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name and make his praise what? Glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. It's going to take power. Say amen to that. And sometimes I'm not sure what we're doing in terms of the world, but sometimes you can get too close to that world and take on some of the habits of that world. Are you following the saying? I mean, I know they got a 5-step program for this and a 10-step program for that and so forth, but I didn't see Jesus go through any steps. What I saw is the power of God. And the man who was demon possessed and was cutting himself, no clothes on, people were fearing to even come by this man. When they came back up there, he was clothed, sitting at the feet of Jesus in his right mind. And that didn't take but a few seconds. I'm just saying, this is the kind of power that is about to be released in the church. Because until the power is on display, release will not come. So what God is doing is he's making it now that the requirement for total release is power. And this is the day of God's power. Lord have mercy. Turn to that scripture. Turn to Psalm 110, please. Psalm 110. Glory to God. Ooh-wee. I said, this is the day of God's power. Yeah, see, we've been trying to talk people into things and reason with folks on things and argue with people on things and so forth and so on. Well, where's the power? Because one demonstration is worth 1,000 sermons. One demonstration will separate a man from a dead God. One demonstration will cause people to submit. Look what it says here, verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of the strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be what? Willing what? In the day of thy power. Well, this is the day of his power. You see, when Moses went down to Pharaoh, he asked God, he said, now who shall I say sent me? God said, just tell him I am. I said, I am. Now he didn't say I'm going to be, because there's no future in God. What God is doing for you, he's going to do it right now. He is the I am in your life. I am healed. I am delivered. I am prosperous. Not I'm going to be. There is no more of that. So now in this, we're seeing here, turn back to Exodus chapter 3, please. Exodus chapter 3, glory to God in heaven. Mm-hmm. Amen. See, it's confrontations coming up here pretty soon. See, we've been trying to avoid that, and everybody, you know, been hiding out behind the church bench. But we're going to come out in public. Everybody else coming out, you should come on out too. All right. Look what it says in verse 20. And I'll stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will what? He's going to let you go. When I display my power, the devil's going to let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go what? Empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbors and of her that sojourn in her house jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And ye shall put them on your sons and upon your daughters, and you shall what? Spoil the Egyptians. Now, it's telling me here, this is my revelation of this, is that every person is going to be blessed with some recompense. Now, understand, vengeance is where the Lord gets involved for your release, but recompense is where he now has a payday for you. In other words, everything that's been stolen from you, God has kept records of. And now what he's going to do is add it up, and if you go over in Proverbs 6, he's going to multiply it times 7, and then he's going to make them pay you. And in fact, it's going to spoil them. It's going to strip them of everything they had. Now, some folk may get more stuff than other folk, but don't get jealous of other folk. Now, understand what I'm saying about vengeance. It's not God mad at anybody. It's not him getting revenge. What he's doing is he's executing justice. He's executing justice. Now, we have got to call for that. Because God can execute justice on behalf of you and your kind, your friend, your family, or whatever have you. And so what I saw is I saw that everybody got blessed. So it seems like to me everybody that was in Egypt or in bondage had something coming to them. So I don't care what household you belong to, you got something coming to you. Say amen to that. Amen. Now, you got to believe that, because I don't know about you, but I believe I've got something coming. Yeah. See? Yeah. Now, understand, in Egypt, what they did is he paid them based on not what they suffered only, but what their ancestors suffered. Come on now. So that means somebody might get more than other folk, because heaven has kept account of everything that was suffered. Say amen to that. Now, it's not going to come out of your pocket because you have been redeemed. That what you've done wrong has been paid for. But there are some heathen out there that are still holding on to the wealth. And the wealth must come into the house of God. Say amen. So the first load is going to come by recompense. Now, in terms of that, folk getting more than other folk and so forth, understand it's God executing judgment and justice. It's him executing justice. When somebody else gets blessed more than you, that is no reason for you to get envious, mad, and ignorant because they got blessed more than you. Now, I want to show you something. Turn to John chapter 5, please. This is the day of God's power. I had a guy that called me. He called me, he talked to me, and in this conversation, it was on his mind, so he said it to me. He said, man, I lost my wallet yesterday, and so forth. I said, oh, did you? I said, he said, yeah, man, I'm telling you, it must have been in my golf bag, and when I got on the cart, da-da-da, and lost it. He said, now I got to go out of town with my whole family. I'm taking them and my cards, and I'm calling, trying to cancel card and so forth. He said, that's just one of those things. I said, wait a minute. Now, is the wallet still in the earth? He said, well, yeah. I said, well, listen, let's get it. I say, I claim that wallet right now of yours in the name of Jesus. I claim it back into your hands. He said, yeah, okay, all right, I hope that happens. I said, wait, I'm not hoping. This is the day of God's power. I'm not hoping now. I ain't hoping. See, this is when you can say things, you can release things, because there is a set time. He's going to sponsor you. God's going to promote you. This is favor now. He's going to make your name a star. And I said that, and I said, no, I'm not hoping. I said, it's done, and it's coming into your hands. It's yours. It's there right now. I claim it right now. And then he went on, changed the subject, hung up. Called me in a half an hour. Hey, Doc. I said, what? He said, man, they just called me from Wisconsin. I said, what'd they say? They said, they got your wallet here. They said, we want to send it. Where can we send it to? And saw the address. He said, man, that stuff work you did, man. That's a... Let me tell you, they're not used to the church operating outside of the limits of the molecular world. They're not used to that. And when you go up in the spirit and you decree things, that you got angels all over. What are they doing? They're preparing the earth for the return of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You see, people shall be willing in the day of thy power. People who never thought about getting saved before, when they see one demonstration, one irrefutable miracle, they're going to say, who is your God? All you did was speak, and that thing happened. I'm telling you, that's where we're walking now, saints of God. You're not going to have to get even with anybody anymore. God's going to take up your case. I said, God's going to take up your case, because from now on, when they come against you, they're going to come directly against God. From this day forward. And he, the Bible says in Luke 18, will deliver you speedily. I'm not talking about you going to have to stand in a court case for 6 months. We getting out of this. Not only you getting out, your kids getting out. Say amen to that. Boy, I just feel like saying that, prophesying in here now. Now, where did I tell you to turn? Where did I? Where? John chapter 5. I don't have time to read it. Let me tell you about it. Here's a man, and he sat by the pool with a bunch of other folk who's crippled, lame, and blind, and so forth. And he sat there for 38 years trying to get in the pool, because an angel came down at a certain time and stirred the pool, and whoever jumped in first was healed of everything he had. Well, every time the man jumped to get in there, somebody jumped in front of him, so forth and so on. Just like the lottery. And so what happened? Jesus came, said, hey, saw the man and knew that he had been a long time in that case. See, I don't care how long you have what you had. The set time has come for your life. I said, the set time has come for your life. It doesn't make any difference how long you've been dealing with it. You're not going to deal with it anymore. And he told Moses, he said, Moses, you see who's following you? See Pharaoh? Whatever's chasing you, you will see them no more. Now y'all got to believe this. You got to leave here with a different attitude about your life. You got to believe here knowing that if you do go into business, you're going to prosper. Say amen to that. Do you realize in Silicon Valley, the number that I got is that a new invention is released in Silicon Valley every 6 minutes. Now, some of that ought to be coming through the church. Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. Folks, I'm telling you, I believe contracts have been diverted to folks so that the enemy could keep building his kingdom. And those contracts supposed to be in your hands. I'm saying things have happened that you haven't even seen because they got cut off somewhere in the spirit. But you going up in the spirit and take delivery. Hey! You going to take delivery in the spirit. Some of you supposed to be millionaires 3 and 4 times over by now. And now your set time has come. I'm not just talking. I'm prophesying. I'm speaking a word over you, just like I spoke it over that man's wallet. I said, this time next year, you will be a millionaire. I'm speaking it over you, and I don't care who don't like it.
I'm speaking it over you, and I ain't just trying to get you happy with some get-rich-quick scheme. No, you're going to be a millionaire because we got work to do. We've got to win the world to Christ.
So what happened? Here's the man. Jesus said, rise, get up on your feet and walk. Immediately the man rose, jumped up on his feet and walked. And then some religious folks saw him. Said, wait a minute. It's not lawful for you to carry your bed on the Sabbath day. Well, let me ask you something. Jesus said, it's not me. It's the Father in me. He just did the work. Now, they're saying the Sabbath day, you can't do it on the Sabbath day. Well, Jesus was telling them, wait a minute, I didn't heal it. The Father in me, he just did the work. Why don't you get on him? No, you got to see what he's saying here. You say, wait a minute, the Father, he's the one that came up with the day. He's the one that healed a man. How you going to argue with me? I'm just telling you. There are people that don't want you to be set free. Somebody came to me, we were at the tennis court. He said, you know, we got an argument with this guy. I said, what happened? He said, well, I went over there and I told him his son was sick. And I said, well, why don't you go in there and lay hands on him in Jesus' name, be healed. What? I said, well, the Bible said, huh? Are you going to tell me what the Bible said? I know the Bible. They entered into a heated argument because of the truth. The man was a different denomination. Now you see why so much division in the body of Christ? So much division till he said he thought the man was about to get physical. Folks will fight you. For a lie.
Yes.
Are you following what I'm saying? Now, I'm only saying this. That is a vengeance and recompense coming. Because vengeance hasn't been preached, we've been victims. It's a different day now. We're moving out. You're not going to have to fight your battles anymore. He's going to fight them for you. Now understand, the power is already on you.
Yes.
Say, it's already on me. Now, I want you from now on to carry a superiority attitude.
Yes.
Now, when I say that, I don't mean walk with your nose up in the air. I mean walk like you've got the power to do whatever needs to be done in this world today. Say amen to that. And you release that power with your word. You speak that power. You act on that power. Are you following what I'm saying? And let me tell you, the devil gonna submit. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, what we're saying here is that the local church should be God's spiritual powerhouse. I mean, that in things brought in that local church, there should be miracles taking place in the local church right now. Now, we're not saying that people have to come behind four walls because we're supposed to take his message to the entire world right outside these four walls. And so God wants us to do that. But what I'm saying now is that there should be power radiating in the church. And what I believe is that there have been hindrances and there's been strife and division, and the church has been seated with some kind of theological concepts that have virtually just blocked the power, drained the power out of the church. But it's time now for God's power. It's time for that power to return. So it's time to dominate this earth and reverse all the damage that the curse has done to people's lives. We're it. We're God's hands, his feet, his mouthpiece, and we should go out and get that job done. So everything now that's been blocking your way and your destiny or God's plan for your life, I command now to be cut off. In the name of Jesus, you will fulfill God's plan. Your days of frustration, your days of failure are over. God's plan will be fulfilled in your life in Jesus' name. Well, praise God. You can see I'm getting excited about this. Now, that's called The Day of His Power. The address and phone number on your screen, you can order it right away. This is a teaching that I believe needs to come into the church so that we can raise up this light of the world and that people could flow into it by the thousands and come in and be saved, be healed, and delivered. This is the day of His power. Again, just order it. We've got people standing by. We'll turn it around, send it right out to you right away because we know when you send in for order, you want it now. Praise the Lord. Well, this is Bill Winston saying that's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Just like there is a set time for a season in nature, there is also a set time for God to demonstrate the fullness of His power and might on behalf of His children. And the good news is that this set time is now.
This is the time, the set time of the favor of God in your life. And you are not going to miss it. Whatever has been standing in the way of your progress, your success, your prosperity is going to be dealt with starting today.
In this scripture-rich teaching by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll be transformed with power to command your inheritance that comes in proportion to knowing in your heart who you are as the sons and daughters of the Almighty Father.
If you didn't get from God who you are, you don't know who you are. Because you can't get it from the classroom. You can't get it from Big Mama. You can't get it from your neighbors. You can't get it from your peers. The only place you can get who you are is from is God. God knows who you are.
Order today, the day of His power, receiving your inheritance, and Dr. Bill Winston will reveal why receiving our inheritance will always be in direct proportion to the image of our new identity, why power is released when we fully understand that we are one with Christ and Christ is one in God, why the enemy cannot stop this type of power, why our true identity and our divinity in Christ has no limits for the church.
He knows what I can do. He knows the potential that is in me. God said, buy this mall. I didn't know nothing about a mall, but I do know the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that I'm connected to Him. He is my source. He is my deliverer. He tells me who I am.
To order your copy of The Day of His Power, Receiving Your Inheritance, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. This timely teaching series will help you rise up in the day of God's power to rule and reign with Him. Order this life-changing series today. Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.